best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
Rock 96.7 KCMQ Morning Shag Time 7:21.
We're asking the question, what's the most annoying thing a coworker does at your job? It comes to no surprise that people love bitching about their coworkers, so we're getting some great texts, calls, and messages on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag. According to a new study, the top three most annoying work behaviors: poor hygiene, ignoring emails, and leaving a mess in the kitchen. What's the most annoying thing a coworker does at your job?
Trailer Park Batman on the line, KCMQ.
The most annoying thing a coworker can do is stop me on my way to the bathroom and try to tell me a story. I mean, I'm a big guy, as you know, so if you see me kind of moving quick towards the restroom, still tell me about your weekend. You know what I'm saying?
I get that. Yeah, either the Joker is up to a new plot, or he has to use the bathroom.
Or possibly it's the Riddler. Just trying to catch him. Riddle me this, Trailer Park Batman. Riddle me this.
How was your weekend?
Jesse on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag, says, I used to have a coworker take naps in the break room, like complete with pillow and blanket.
What?
And on top of that, he wouldn't even clock out for them. That guy sounds like my hero.
How? How does that happen?
Well, it is being in past tense, so I don't know if the person lost their job or if Jesse just left.
I mean...
But that's pretty amazing.
Wow, that is bold. That is very bold.
Sayard says, clipping their fingernails at their desk. Disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Chris said that too. Fingernails and toenails. I have a bad habit of chewing my fingernails, but I just put them right in the trash.
I mean, but you do that at home. You don't do that here.
Sometimes I get nervous.
Do you? Sometimes.
Chris also said walking around barefoot. We have a coworker that does that.
We have a couple of coworkers who do that.
Brandon Rathert.
Ah, you called him out.
I don't care.
We were trying to protect the innocent.
I am. He is not innocent. He is not. Have you seen those toes? Nothing innocent about those. Those are guilty. Guilty as charged toes, and I got to stare at them all the time, Brandon Rathert.
All right, well.
Wake up, Columbia. More like wake up with some socks and shoes on.
Okay, all right. Well, this will be good, because I'm sure somebody's not going to call over. Yes. You don't wear shoes at the office?
Someone call Wake Up Columbia. Someone call 93.9 The Eagle this morning and tell them to put some damn shoes on.
There it is. Okay, all right. 1-800-455-1967.
Please do it. Please do it.
That's going to come back around to us. That's not going to be good. What's something annoying that coworkers do? Let us know on our Facebook page as well, KCMQ Morning Shag.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
It's hard to let someone know that they're bad at taking criticism.
Ouija boards are useless if your ghost is illiterate.
The Shower Thoughts with Lease Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lease sells it. LeaseTireCompany.com.
It's a little ironic that we're talking about annoying coworkers when I'm surrounded by a-holes here at KCMQ.
Wow.
That can't leave a Facebook page alone when it's left open.
See, what's funny here is that if it was my Facebook page that was open in the studio, you would have gone to town too.
So what happened? So it was you. You're admitting it was you.
Of course it was me. Yes. Yes.
What happened? Well, first, we have rules. And all this chaos that is radio and all this chaos that's the Morning Shag and KCMQ, there are a few rules we all follow. And one of them is you can't tamper with someone's social media at their personal working space.
Yes.
That's a safe space. But, hard butts, tight butts, that's if you leave it open in a studio, specifically your station studio, it is open game.
Fair game. Get after it.
Andrea changed your birth date one time, really funny. Everyone wishing you a birthday when it wasn't your birthday. You didn't even know what was going on.
And then you can't change it back easily. That was a good one.
So Friday, I was in a rush to get out of here because I was way down south. I was fishing the 11 Point River. I was already on the river. I was already fishing in my mind. I bailed. So I'm coming into Westphalia, And my phone just starts blowing up. I'm getting text messages from people I don't talk to very often from back home. I'm getting Facebook messages from people that I haven't talked to in a long time. And I'm like, what is going on here? I'm driving. I don't want to be on my phone. I literally had to pull over and look, and it dawned on me, like, son of a bitch, I must have left Facebook up in the studio. And sure enough, Trevor Morgan had gone to my page and made a post that read, I'm getting there.
There it is.
I'm going vegan. I'm already down 30 pounds, and I want to kick it into high gear. What are some good recipes I should consider? 117 comments.
Yeah.
With over 100 emoji likes and weird faces and shocked and smiley and laughing emojis.
I got family members of his to comment and believe that it was happening. I got people who were commenting back who were claiming, like, I call BS. Like, I think your Facebook got hacked, that I was able to respond back to and comment back and convince them that no, this is actually happening, using things that he says all the time, trying to use his vernacular. It was brilliant. The piece de resistance, though, was when I commented on from my Facebook page to the post, and then went back to Shags' Facebook page to comment back and had a very quick conversation with myself.
I can only imagine that you were sitting here giggling like a schoolgirl as you were going back and forth on this comment section.
I had work to do. I got none of it done. This consumed everything. This was it.
So I got to tip my hat to you.
Thank you.
It was well done.
Thank you. And I knew, too, it was I really wanted something that was going to be believable, yet still shocking. And I knew that you had, like, the three-hour drive down south, and I had that window to where you wouldn't really be able to do anything with it.
No, I literally had to pull over really fast and just make a post on my page saying, clearly I left my account open in the studio, still love the meats, ha-ha. And then that just led to all sorts of weenie gifts.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Which I kind of knew was going to happen, but I was trying to just, whatever. I'm going fishing. I don't care. Good job, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
A Minnesota Twins pitcher was suspended 60 games for performance-enhancing drugs, proving the Twins are that bad that it didn't even really help.
The first Sunday of the NFL season went down this past weekend, and evidently, the Miami Dolphins didn't get the memo.
God, that's true.
It's a bad game for them.
And finally, Congress returns to work today after a 6-week summer break. And by work, I mean doing absolutely nothing in the interest of this country.
Yeah.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor podcast.
It's about that time. Every morning, time for a nap.
No, it's 8:18. Like, it's not, we're in the middle of the show.
Don't health shame me. It's not because I'm lazy or it's tired. It's because I'm trying to be healthier.
Well, okay. I mean, I'm all for that.
A new study says you should take naps for the sake of your health. So why do you want me to die, Trevor?
No, it's not that I want you to die. I don't want you to die. I want you to be healthy, but I also want you to, you know, fulfill your commitment to this show and not be literally sleeping on the job.
I'm sorry, but I think my health and my life is more important than work.
You can wait to take a nap. You don't need to take a nap at work.
So if you want to take a nap under your desk today and your boss catches you, tell him you're not being lazy. Tell him you've been healthy.
Yeah.
And they have healthy in all caps in the story, so you have to yell it at your boss.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
Tell him you're not being lazy. You're being healthy.
Very aggressive.
It's all caps, man. It needs really to be. Aggressive. Anytime you type in all caps, you're being very aggressive.
Right, yeah. No, yeah.
Now, according to a new study out of Switzerland, because if the Swiss know anything, it is naps.
It's chocolate, watches,
knives,
neutrality.
Never heard of them.
No, okay.
The Swiss never heard of those things. What they know are naps and your heart. They're saying it's good heart health. That researchers found that people who took one or two naps a week had a lower risk of heart disease and strokes than people who never took naps.
Wow.
One or two a week? Seems like rookie numbers, man.
Oh, geez. Okay, right, yeah.
You guys playing in the minor leagues of nap time? What is this, kindergarten?
Who takes more naps, a six-year-old or you?
I don't know a lot of six-year-olds, but I do know I take a lot
of
naps.
You take a lot of naps. Okay, fair enough.
Now, why? Why does this work, Shags? That's a good question. I'm going to answer that for you. Basically, none of us get enough sleep at night. Basically, our jobs are working us to death. So naps are a good way to catch up a little bit, which is always good for our heart. Plus, it helps reduce your stress, which has a similar effect.
Okay. I mean, listen, I'm all for taking naps for health reasons. I think that's fine. I just don't think you should be taking naps at work.
Well, of course you don't. Of course you don't.
Wait until you get off work, or maybe, you know, take your lunch hour if you wanted to get a quick nap in.
What? Lunch is for eating. Why are you trying to kill me? What, you're either trying to starve me,
no,
or you're trying
not
to have me have poor heart health, no, by not letting me sleep at work.
Work time is for work.
Work time is overrated.
Just
that's
like,
what that is.
It's okay. All right.
So overrated.
Good. This is a mature and appropriate. So you're just going to take a nap in the middle of the show. That's your plan now. Okay. And he's out. That's about right.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's top of the hour shower thoughts.
Kids and adults perceive wiggling teeth very differently.
We say that water is tasteless, yet we can tell if it tastes good or bad.
Shower thoughts with Lease Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lease sells it. LeaseTireCompany.com.
It's been a tough morning. Sombering morning. Distraught. I owe you an apology, Trevor. I owe Missouri an apology. I may owe planet Earth an apology.
Oh, my God. I mean, is it finally happening? Like, we're finally getting the apology that we've been waiting for? Well, there's so many things to apologize for. I mean, so, okay, well, are we calling me an alien for all these years? You know, making fun of me because I allegedly named my dogs after strippers? You made all of Mid-Missouri think I hated Creedence. Like, I mean, like, what are you? Well, I'm sorry. I'll leave it to you. You go ahead. You apologize. I'm stepping all over it. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I am truly sorry, because America is running out of White Claw hard seltzers.
What?
We're running out of seltzers, Trevor!
Why? Okay, so who cares? Like, it's...
I started talking about it this year.
Oh my God, no.
And they saw an increase of their sales by 283%!
So you're not apologizing for anything.
We're gonna have to drink with laws now, because there are no claws!
Once again, that's a... That wasn't a true thing to begin with. Okay, you're not apologizing for any of the legitimate things that you've done. You're apologizing for what you perceive as White Claw sales going through the roof because you talked about them.
Did I stutter?
Oh my gosh. And now you think because of that and the shortage is because of you.
Duh.
Okay, this is...
And
I don't
feel
know why.
Awful about it.
Why do I even get my hopes up?
Are you trying to kick me while I'm down? I'm very emotional right now. There is a nationwide shortage of White Claws. Because there ain't no laws when you're drinking the claws.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine, okay? It's fine.
That in the summer, in the month of July, it grew by 283% compared to the same time last year. What's the only difference? Me
no,
talking about
not,
it.
Okay, all right. Well, that's not. I don't
me
think that's the only
enjoying
difference,
the seltzers.
Okay, that. All right.
It's because of me.
I thought
we are having a national shortage.
Well, you are the reason for some heartbreak, yes, and some stress in some people's lives, myself included.
We will look back on this time.
It's not for this.
And
though.
Our grandchildren will come to us and go, "Pappy Shags." How did you survive the White Claw shortage of 2019? And then I'll have to tell them, I killed a man.
No, come on.
You have to do during the seltzer
this is
shortage.
Escalated way too far. This is not on the same terms as like the potato famine or the Great Depression. Or like the Black Plague. This
no, you
not...
are right, because they don't got bleep
oh, come
on this
on.
White
right.
Claw
this...
shortage.
So you don't want to apologize for anything else?
I've done no other wrongs.
Okay, yeah, see, and this
the only wrong I have done is brought the seltzers to the masses, and it was just too good.
You know what?
It was too good of seltzer. I should have eased into it.
No, I have to thank you, because you've taught me a valuable lesson. I should never get my hopes up when it comes to you. I just never...
You're right. You should never get your hopes up when it comes to me mentioning something and then it selling out.
All right.
But look on the bright side. At least we got Trulies.
Don't.
Ain't no Rulies when you're drinking the Trulies.
Yeah, you see, you're fine. You're,
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
A day on Venus lasts 243 Earth days, or I like to call it, one day at the DMV.
Sean Connery wrote out Hurricane Dorian at his home in the Bahamas. He says the storm left him shaken, not stirred.
And finally, sleeping too much increases your risk of heart disease, but sleeping too little increases your risk of watching Jimmy Fallon. Probably rather go to bed.
Follow Shags and Trevor on their Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag and KCMQ.com. Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
Here is a fascinating story about two of the sexiest topics in the world: illicit affairs and workers' comp.
Wait, what?
There's a guy who's only been identified as Xavier. He's an engineer for a railroad company from Paris.
Okay.
So we're going to have to go back in time, because this takes place in February of 2013.
All right.
He was on a business trip in a place in France I can't pronounce. Well, even though Xavier was married, he met a local gal. They hit it off. They went up to his hotel room to get it on.
Okay.
Ooh, bouch, bow, wow.
A little skeezy, but yeah, all right.
Xavier had a heart attack during sex and dies.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Great way to go.
That took a turn I did not expect.
So this has been in the courts ever since. Was that a workers' comp injury? Was that a workers' comp death? Him dying in the middle of coitus on a business trip, is that considered a workers' comp issue?
Just because he was on a business trip at the time?
Yes.
I mean, but like, he's spending... he's not on the company time at this point, though, right? Like,
one would argue that you're always on call, that if he needed to go to an emergency meeting, or if he needed to email, if he needed to take a phone call, on those things, you're always working. Well, you're always on call.
You're definitely not doing what you would want to do, because you have to be there for the job.
So it's been a six-year debate whether or not having an affair on a business trip counts as workers' comp.
Well, dying while having an affair.
Well,
on a business trip.
I mean, I wonder if you pulled a hammy, if you could pull.
Well, I guess that's a good point too. Right? Yeah.
And an appeals court just issued the final ruling. Yes, it counts.
Really?
Yes, it counts.
Really?
Which means Xavier's wife, who was cheated on, will get a payout of up to 80% of his salary every year until he would have hit retirement age, and then a share of his pension after that.
Wow.
Mad respect for his wife. Mad respect.
Oh, man, went after it.
That she got cheated on, instead of being like, oh, woe is me, oh, woe is me. I'm like, no, excuse me, sir, that is a workers' comp issue, and I will fight you in court for 6 years.
I mean, but like, think about this for a second. Extrapolate this out of, you know, you're on a business trip. I mean, does that mean anything that may happen to you while you're on this business trip could be a workman's comp claim in France? Like, it may not be the same here. Our laws may be different, but I mean, that is quite the precedent that they are setting for that. I mean, to the point
Why wouldn't it be? Like, if I was on a business trip, and let's say you're in a car accident, I would want workers' comp. I'm there because of work.
Because of work.
I mean, if you fall down a set of stairs on accident at the hotel and bust your hip and need surgery, hey, man, I wasn't going to be there unless it was because of work. That's workers' comp.
But then, I don't know, it's just, when your actions that weren't necessarily part of the job, like the job didn't tell you to go and have an affair, and that's really what led to your death.
But the real question, I would think, is if you were on the job site, banging it out with some strange and you slipped and fell or something like that happened, would that still be considered workers' comp?
I don't know.
Weird, slippery, lubed up slope.
Okay, all right. Jeez.
It's fascinating to me.
It is interesting. I will give you that. I am curious.
We need to start having more sex on the job.
No,
apparently.
I don't think that's what this is saying.
My retirement plan.
If you die, you're not going to retire. You understand that?
But it's for the fiancé. I'm trying to think ahead.
We're going
to
go over the logic of this off of the air.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
House arrest as a punishment doesn't really work on introverts.
The only thing that separates grave robbing from archaeology is time. Looking at you, Indiana Jones.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
We found out yesterday and today that I have a very weird habit in wetting Q-tips before I put them in my ears. Trevor says he can't be barefoot, which you actually have something in common with Penis and Beer Robert. He called, and the phone call was a disaster. We can't use it,
no. But
the cliff notes are he always has to have socks on, even during naughty time in the bedroom.
Well, see, and that's not me. I basically just need to have socks and something on my feet, like slippers or shoes, until I'm in bed or in the shower. Like, then I'm fine.
Marvin on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag, says he cannot go down an aisle in a store and then turn around and go back the other way. He must go all the way down that aisle.
Really? That's interesting.
That is a bit of a strange one.
Do you think, like, Marvin, if you're listening, and when people turn around in the aisle and go back the other way, like, and they pass you, are you mad at them, like, because, oh, how dare you? Or are you envious of, like, oh, God, I wish I had your freedom. I wish I had what you had. I'm curious.
Well, of course he's listening. How dare you ask that question?
Well, he's on the Facebook. Maybe he's not.
Katie says, when my introverted ass has been in a social gathering long enough for my brain to decide that's enough, I start to fall asleep. Which is interesting. Because when I get extremely nervous, like even in public appearances and stuff, I start to fall asleep. Like I yawn. Like it used to get me in trouble before college basketball games. I'd get so hyped up that I would fall asleep in my locker. And it wasn't because I wasn't excited. I was too excited. I was like too nervous, too amped. And my body would like shut down for a moment before the reboot to go out and perform.
I mean, like, were you just so nervous and excited you were wearing yourself out?
I have no idea. I still have the problem. When I used to do stand-up, I'd be at Deja Vu sitting there at the table, like, nodding off at the table, and then I'm like, all right, 3 minutes, and whoop, just ramp up and ready to roll.
You're ready to go again.
And even when we do silly things, I mean, our charity work and do public speaking, like, beforehand, I'm a wreck, and I'm yawning all the time and getting really tired. It's weird. My body does weird things
when I get nervous. Being an introvert and being out in a social gathering, like, it's exhausting for introverts to be in that setting.
Well, maybe that's it. I'm such a strong introvert, my whole body's just trying to shut itself down not to perform. I don't wanna
Maybe that's it. I don't know. It's fascinating.
Oh, that's too funny. What's a weird habit that you have? Do we not have any phone calls?
We don't have any phone calls.
What is your weird habit over there where you're hovering?
Because we talked about what the comments were, and now you failed at it.
Your hand is like hovering over the keyboard.
Yes, because you were supposed to set up the Chicken Shack thing.
Oh, yes.
It's not my fault. It's yours.
Yes, my weird habit.
We talked about this.
I got too carried away. Matt Hensley says he's addicted to Shack's Chicken Empire.
When you're hungry.
The Chicken Empire is here! Bark, bark! Bark, bark!
I totally forgot we were going to do that!
And you're now giving me a hard
that's
time!
That's terrible radio! That's another one of my bad habits. I'm terrible at radio. Continue the conversation! That was so forced, and it's usually funny! It's so that was bad. Awful! That was terrible! That's on me and my bad habit.
That was really bad.
That was bad. It wasn't fun at all. Oh my God, what's a weird habit you have? Just continue the conversation on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag. Matt, I apologize. That was supposed to be funny.
Apologize to me. You were putting it on me, and it was on you.
Matt again, I'm sorry.
Oh, God. All right, this hour's with Missouri Heart Center, comprehensive cardiovascular care. And now you're talking over the sponsor read. Cardiovascular care in the heart of Missouri, MoHeartCenter.com.
We're an award-winning morning show.
We are, believe it or not.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
A 73-year-old woman gave birth to twins this week. 73 years old. The good thing about becoming a mom at that age, you don't have to lift them very high to breastfeed.
Come on, man. Oh my gosh. Health experts link all types of soda to an early death. Wait a minute. You're telling me the doctor in Dr. Pepper is sarcastic?
I hope not. I've been seeing him for years.
Oh geez, that's not good.
And finally, 60 Minutes host Steve Croft is stepping down. Not by choice, he hit the mandatory 60-minute retirement age of 197.
Wow.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
I don't know about you, Trevor, but when I was a kid, we used to always put messages in a bottle and throw them in streams and stuff like that. Looking back on it now, it's like, well, we thought we were being cute and clever, and all we were really doing was littering.
Yeah. You actually did that, though?
Oh, yeah, man. Really? I mean, when you grow up, like, 30 minutes away from the ocean, and you see all the movies and everything where people throw messages out, like, that was a thing. Like, even in the river, like, if you're out fishing or something, you might write a little note, put it in the bottle, and toss it out in the river, because you could sit there and daydream of, like, oh, man, I wonder who got my message.
Yeah.
And it was never like, oh, it's polluting the ocean, or you just killed a sea lion.
Would you write as, like, Shags as a child?
It was usually like bleep you.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, no, okay. I was curious if it was any deeper than that, and it wasn't, so. Yeah, that's about right.
Your face is ugly. Ha ha ha.
Right, yes, see. Yeah.
I was such a little a-hole. But it made me laugh thinking about people opening up that message. But a guy in California was on a multi-day camping trip with his girlfriend and 13-year-old son, and he used the message in a bottle to save all their asses. So they hiked across the river, and then on their way back from the trip, the water rose. Oh. They couldn't get back across the river. It was way, way too dangerous. And of course, they're out in the wilderness, no cell service, no nothing, so they're trying to figure out, well, what are we going to do? We can't cross. We got to get home. We're running low on supplies. Everyone's panicking. Dad's like, nope, I got to fail safe. Hand me that water bottle. And he scratched help on the outside of the bottle.
Yeah.
And then wrote a note saying, we're stuck. We need help. We can't cross the river. We're above the waterfall. Bloop. Toss that thing in there. And they sat and waited. And just waited. And two hikers found the bottle about a quarter mile downstream and called for help. And the rescue helicopter spotted them around midnight the same day he put the message in the river.
What?
But they had to wait until morning to airlift them out, and none of them were hurt. They were all fine, and the part that cracks me up the most is the 13-year-old son, Hunter, says he could not believe the message in the bottle idea actually worked.
No!
Because you imagine he's 13. All he's grown up with is technology. All he's grown up with smart this, smart that, text, DM me, instant message, bah. But the idea that you could put a note in a bottle is probably the most foreign thing in this 13-year-old's mind. When, like, dad, our age, grew up doing that just for fun.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I didn't grow up doing that just for fun. And maybe that's because of just, like, a regional thing. Of,
no,
like,
you're
being
a city boy,
to the
too.
Ocean makes more sense. Yeah, I mean, I grew up, like, in St. Louis, so maybe that's not a thing for me. But, like, I mean, I would see a bottle in the wilderness. I see bottles in the wilderness, and I go, that's trash. I don't think to necessarily go look to see if there's a message in it.
Well, you should pick it up just because it is trash and it's out there. That's what I would have done. That's how I would have got it. If I would have seen a bottle, a range of emotion would have made you laugh because I would have seen that thing bounce into the river and I'd been like, you sons of bitches, which one of you is littering? I can't even come out here. I would have been ranting and raving
right.
and just screaming at this bottle going down to the river, picked it up all pissed off and then saw the help note go, all right, yeah, that makes sense.
Oh,
well done.
Okay.
Well done.
Yeah. Hang on. All right,
I'll help you
I got
out.
You. I got you.
I got you back.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Just add that tool to the survival list.
Message in a bottle. Who knew? All right.
Police were onto something.
I guess. The band The Police, yes.
Yeah, I was thinking a classic rock reference.
Yeah, no, and I got there. It took me a second, and I got there.
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
Your dog has no idea that they're the main reason for the walk.
Drinking water makes you a 70% cannibal.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
It's the worst original names of famous bands.
Okay.
Took me a while to get there, but I finally got it.
Proud of you.
I've just been giggling too hard on some of these. Early band name, Naked Toddler.
Naked Toddler?
Final name, Creed.
Oh my gosh.
Why would you name your band Naked Toddler?
What? Yeah, right. But then also, like, doesn't Creed have a whole bunch of like Christian kind of imagery songs?
Yeah.
And that in, like, Naked Toddler was like, were they still gonna go down that road? Like,
I have no idea.
Oh my gosh!
Now the only reason I brought that one up because of how ridiculous that was. All the rest of these will actually be classic rock bands.
Okay.
All right. Early name, The Gollywogs. We'll play along. Maybe you'll know this. It'll be fun.
Yeah,
early name, right. The Gollywogs.
Okay.
Trevor, do you know?
I have no idea.
Final name, greatest band of all time, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
The Gollywogs.
The Gollywogs.
Went. It's a good change. You know what? That's a good change. I'll be curious how many of these are good changes.
They're all good changes.
All right, good.
All right, early name. The Polka Tolk Blues Band.
I feel like you know that one. Yeah. Oh, the Polka Tolk
Blues Band.
Blues Bands.
People in their car are screaming at you right now. It's Black Sabbath.
I did know that.
Black Sabbath.
I'm going to buzzer myself. That was bad. Yeah, you should have known that. I should have.
This one I don't think you will know. I didn't. The early name was PUD. P-U-D.
PUD.
PUD. Final name, Doobie Brothers.
Really? Good change.
Oh, solid
good
change.
Good change.
Great change.
PUD.
PUD. Can you imagine now taking the stage? PUD. Gross. Early name, Soft White Underbelly. This goes to show you how hard it is to pick a cool band name. Early name, Soft White Underbelly.
I have no idea. I've never heard that one.
Final name, Blue Oyster Cult.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Another really good change.
Yes.
But see, like, what's weird, too, is, like, Blue Oyster Cult, if Blue Oyster Cult hadn't made it and had some really great songs, would we be going, oh, that's a horrible name?
I don't think so. I think Blue Oyster Cult's cool.
I mean, I like it, but yeah, I'm curious about it, right? Are we just kind of programmed to think, oh yeah, Blue Oyster Cult because we now associate it with great music?
Well, yeah. I mean, could you imagine be like, oh dude, have you got the new Soft White Underbelly album? That is amazing.
But I don't know, if Soft White Underbelly came out with Don't Fear the Reaper, maybe I'd be okay with it. Maybe I'd be like, yeah, no, great band. Yeah, I love that name.
Man, I think you'd be like, that's a great song. Crappy band name.
Weird name.
Screaming Abdabs.
Abdabs?
Yeah, A-B-D-A-B-S.
Oh, no, Abdabs. I feel like I have heard this one.
You should. You've heard this one before.
What is this one?
Pink Floyd.
Yes! Dang it! Buzz me again. God dang it. I had heard that.
Early name, Wicked Lester.
Wicked Lester.
Yeah, this won't surprise you.
What?
It's Kiss.
Oh, yeah, my God.
I could see Gene Simmons going, we're going to call ourselves Wicked Lester.
Call ourselves Wicked Lester.
You should know this one. Early name, Smile.
Oh, I do know that. Ah.
Final name, Queen. You knew that one.
Why am I being tested this early in the morning? I don't like this.
All right, two more. Mookie Blaylock.
Pearl Jam.
Nailed it. Named
that because
after the NBA player.
And that's why their first album is named 10. It's not because there's 10 songs on the record. It's not because it's their 10th album. It's because Mookie Blaylock's number was 10.
Yeah.
And they changed the name in the middle of making the album.
And finally, we'll end on this one. Early name, Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry.
Final name, Simon and Garfunkel.
Really?
That they had such a bad band name, they finally just said, bleep it, we'll name the band after ourselves.
Do you think that was just people? Do you think that was people just being like, Tom and Jerry, like, after the cartoon, really, that's what you guys are going to do? And they're like, you know what? Forget it. I'm tired of this. We're naming it Simon and Garfunkel. Nobody can make fun of us for that. And then decades of Garfunkel.
Garfunkel? Much still better than Tom and Jerry.
It is. I would highly agree. It's a good one. Mookie Balak's got to be my favorite. I love that name.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Doctors are warning against the worldwide trend of putting toothpaste on their penis in order to last longer in bed. I do not think that's the type of cavity toothpaste was meant for.
Okay, all right. Quickly moving on. Goodness. Disneyland is being sued by a guest injured on Space Mountain. Not for riding it, of course, but spending 3.5 hours standing in line for it.
And finally, an Iowa lawyer has revealed she also works as a prostitute. So she screws people over who pay her by the hour, and then also a prostitute.
Okay, all right. Come on.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor podcast.
The National Toy Hall of Fame just announced its 12 finalists for this year, and I've already voted. Have you voted?
You voted? You can vote now?
Yes, that the first year, this is the first year they're letting the public vote as a 24th member, because apparently there's 23 experts, a committee that votes on who makes it to the Toy Hall of Fame. And you can vote now at toyhalloffame.org.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they do not give you a sticker that I can wear all day today saying that I voted.
Right.
But I did.
No sticker, no proof. Don't believe you.
This year's 12 finalists are Care Bears, Coloring Books, the Fisher-Price Corn Popper, Jenga, that was a cool toy,
yeah.
Magic the Gathering Cards, He-Man,
nice.
Matchbox Cars, how those aren't in there already
probably
is beyond me.
Hot Wheels probably got in before Matchbox did, and that's why, I would
Maybe.
Think.
My Little Pony, Nerf Guns,
nice.
The game Risk, The Top.
Oh, wow, sure.
And the smartphone.
The smartphone?
Yeah, I said
what?
It. I know you can
All
play.
Right.
I know you can play games on it.
Yeah,
but is it really a toy?
I mean, you see it all the time of like kids, like they have like their parents' smartphone or they have a tablet or something like that, and they're playing games on it. I mean, I guess technically, but like to put it on the same scale in my head as like a coloring book. Like, I mean, every kid went through the coloring book stage, right?
Yeah.
Like that is a staple. Of toys. I don't think a smartphone's gotten there yet. I don't think
no.
a smartphone deserves to be in the Hall of Fame yet.
A smartphone is just a bad parent's babysitter.
Okay, well, all right. That's... Okay, well...
Score one for the guy that doesn't have kids!
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
It's easy for me
really
to say.
Really easy for you to judge. And to say comments like that.
I can only imagine some parents, like, almost driving off the road and just furious.
And their kids who are on their smartphone unplugging their headphones going, what's going on?
Yeah, what'd he say?
What?
Why is mom screaming so much? What did I do? I'm
That's
playing
right.
games like
okay.
she told me to be
right.
quiet.
Right, of course. All right, well... Quickly changing the subject.
I voted for He-Man, though.
That's what
Thank
I was going to ask, is who
Thank
did you vote for?
He-Man.
You have the power.
It was a toss-up between He-Man and Care Bears.
What? Care Bears? Yeah.
Oh, dude, the Care Bears cartoon growing up as a kid, that was like my first introduction to hallucinogenics before taking them as an adult, allegedly.
Oh my gosh, okay, all
there
right,
There were
wait,
teddy bears that's... shooting rainbows out of their belly buttons.
Yeah.
How trippy is that?
Okay.
I remember just sitting there going, whoa.
Okay.
Vote now, toyhalloffame.org.
Fantastic.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Burning books deletes information while burning CDs duplicates information.
It is easier to accidentally create life than it is to accidentally bake a cake. Rather have an accidental cake.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, Mid-Missouri, but could you please come here? I need to sit you down, and we got to have the talk.
Oh, hang on.
The talk. Now, I know I'm new in this relationship. I'm not your real father. But we've been together now for 7 years, and I hope that you will heed my advice when I bring the story to you and I ask, please don't rub toothpaste on your junk.
I'm sorry, what?
That this is the thing now, that all the cool kids are doing it, apparently. So when you're going to work and you're going to school, I don't want you to be fooled or be peer pressured in doing something you don't want to.
Well,
that apparently on the internet, there's sorts of videos promoting the idea of putting toothpaste on your DMBs to make it tingle.
No, no.
To make coitus last longer.
Oh, okay.
And I am just here to give you the information that this is false.
I was about to say, there can't be any truth to it. I mean, like, potentially a sensation, but how could that help you run the marathon versus the sprint, as it were?
I have no idea. I have not tried it.
That's got to be a joke.
It's not. I'm trying to make it light, like we're having the birds and the bees talk, but this is really happening.
Oh, my
gosh.
This is
on the internet. This is happening. The professional scientists, doctors, even dentists. This is the first time dentists, 10 out of 10 dentists, have agreed on anything. Can't agree on a toothbrush or a toothpaste or floss. There's always one.
Right, right.
It's only 9 out of 10, but finally, 10 out of 10 dentists agree, don't put toothpaste on the downstairs parts.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Good.
But apparently, people are doing it because they enjoy the tingle, and they say it helps them with some stamina issues, but there's no proof to back it whatsoever, and you're actually more likely to wind up causing irritation and burning for both you and your partner, because remember, it's chemicals. They, of course, use some peppermint oil, but the chemicals in the toothbrush, there's bleaching agents, man. That's why they promise your teeth turning white is because they're bleaching them.
Which makes sense not to put it on the downstairs area, but then also considering it's weird that we put that in our mouths. We put that in our mouths every day.
Blisters and scarring can happen if you put toothpaste on your bad touch.
That's not what you want. That's the opposite of what you want.
So now that we've had this talk, I hope you can go forth and have the information you need to make an adult decision when it comes to keeping toothpaste in your mouth. More importantly, who figured this out? How did this start? Was this just some poor sap brushing his teeth before bed in the nude? And some of it drops off the brush and on, bink, and like, hey, what is this? Hopefully I kind of like this.
Hopefully not. Or perhaps after finishing brushing your teeth and you get that tingly, clean feeling in your mouth and you go, hang on a minute. I wonder. I mean, I would hope
you know
not.
What's not very minty fresh?
Okay, all right. See, yeah, right.
I wonder if that would help.
Okay, all right.
I mean, what's next? Listerine? Come on, people. Stop.
So take away from this morning, please stop putting toothpaste.
Keep it in the upstairs bowl.
Right, right. Yeah, okay, all right.
Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
Oh my God, are you crazy?
Hear more from Shags and Trevor weekday mornings on Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.